Here we go, Susie drink of the week. We'll bring in the beverage cart. It's got all the junk on it that Susie needs to make her special concoction.
A rosé all day. Rosé. Which I saw this rosé vodka in the liquor store yesterday, and it was my moment because I love rosé and I love vodka. It's like peanut butter and chocolate. It's the best thing ever.
It's a recipe that you
I made up. I found the alcohol, so I thought, what would all go good together? So I've tried it just alone, and it's really good if anybody wants it. It's Three Olives brand rosé. Okay, so you get a glass. You can do a tall glass or you can do a short glass, depending on what you want. Rocks glass, and you put some ice in it.
I think a short glass, since you are headed out on the road, is the call for you.
I think so, too.
Are you driving to Austin?
I'm not.
Are you flying to Austin?
I'm flying to Austin.
Oh, okay.
That's weird.
Just got to get to... I know, right?
By the time you drive to the airport...
Totally.
Get there an hour and a half ahead of the flight.
Uh-huh.
Then get your luggage, or you may be carrying on.
Rental car.
You've saved yourself 18 minutes.
Right. Not even enough time to get a drink in the air. Okay, so that's why you got to start early. So you put in a shot of this rosé vodka. And it smells like rosé wine. It's pink. It's beautiful. And it tastes delicious.
I've never been more excited about a liquor ever.
I haven't. I'm so excited. Okay, then you get some lemonade. And you put in 2 shots of the lemonade.
What's the date on this?
This is brand new.
She looks like she just opened it. It's fresh. A giant 2-liter bottle of Minute Maid.
Just like Grandma used to make.
Grandma didn't put vodka in it, though, that we knew of.
Oh, yes, she did. Mine did.
Was she?
All right, just a little bit more. And then I got some La Croix grapefruit soda. It's grape, you know, it's...
What?
It's sparkling soda, but it's got a little bit of a grapefruit flavor in it. All right. It's grapefruit flavored, so it's not grapefruit soda, it's grapefruit flavored soda, and you top it with that.
I still don't know what it is, but let's just put it in there. Ah, sounds refreshing.
And you put a stir in there and you pass it out. And it looks delicious. You can garnish this with anything you want.
Could I actually put olives?
You could. No, olives is not good. It's Three Olives brand vodka, but it's not olive in the vodka.
I hung up on the olives. All right, let me see.
And you toss it back.
Toss it back moderately.
Refreshing.
Oh.
Very refreshing.
Oh, I like this.
This
is good.
This is really good.
This is really good. I'm not a big vodka guy, and I'm certainly not a big rosé guy. I like a cab or something, but when you put these two together, somehow it comes out a drinkable drink. I'm going to swallow on this.
I'm going to swallow.
And me too, and the carbonation really adds to it.
A little bit, yep, and it's a tiny bit. But I did try the rosé vodka just alone earlier and by myself. You know, it's not drinking alone if the dog is home. Okay. And it's very good.
Yeah. It's a winner. Not too sweet, not too tart. And if you want to learn how to make this, we'll post the recipe online on our social media for the Susie Drink of the Week. A unanimous winner.
Yay.